What's up, guys? Welcome to Run It Back with Blair Bomber. I'm Amy Poehler, and I'm in a new spot. At a new place, new digs. It's pretty cool, actually. It's a nice little setup. I have an actual room that I can record. I'm not just in my brother's basement on the shitty yellow couch, which is kind of nice. Tell me, if you're watching the video right now, is it too jarring to have my head here and then this poster here? Is that annoying? Because it's me twice. I don't know. I feel like it looks kind of cool, but maybe it doesn't. That's what I do. I will think something is dope in the moment and then realize later that it's not. You ever like hook up with somebody and then you realize after you're done, you're like, ugh, that was a one-time thing. Actually, what am I saying? That's what most people do, I think. That's what I do. It's like, all right, we got one in. We good? I'm gonna see you later. I'll call you. I'm not gonna call you. But no one calls anyone either. I think if I called the girl on the phone, you'd just freak her out. Do you know, if I like met a girl, she gave me her number, and then I was like, hey, it's Blair from the other day. Do you want to get coffee? And she would be like, are you trying to kill me? Are you trying to cut off my head? Are you trying to saw off all my arms, put them on strings, and make like a weird puppet thing? And I'd be like, yeah, of course I am. What do you mean? I don't think I just want to hook up with you or talk to you. No, I want to wear your skin over my skin. What else would you want to do? Guys, I've realized something since moving to LA. And I think I always knew this, but for a long time, my male ego was like, no, dude, you're good at that. You're a man, and you're good at this stuff. And you can do anything. I can't. Parallel park. I can't. Like not even a little bit. Like, I'll give you an example. I was pulling up to my place the other day, and we have a garage that I can park in, and it's great. Just pull in, no parallel parking necessary. Pull straight in. That's my spot. But there was this big, huge space in the front on the street. Car in front, car in the back. Perfect chance to parallel park. It was probably like 15 yards of space. And I lined it up, backed it in, hit the curb, reset, hit the curb, reset, hit the curb, reset. I'm hitting my rim now against the curb. That's not a good look. It's scratching. I can hear it scratching. Now I'm almost lodged in. I've been doing this for 3.5 minutes now, and I know someone is watching me fuck this up. And after all of that, I just said, I'm out. I can't do this. I can't. I'm going to go park in the garage. I can't do it. There's some things you just can't do. I can't grow my dick 4 more inches, no matter how hard I try. And I can't parallel park. Now, could I practice parallel parking over and over and over again to get better? I mean, I can't just think about having a bigger dick and get a bigger dick. That's not how dicks work. But I don't like being bad at stuff. Being bad at stuff, you could probably call that toxic masculinity. But if you're the person who says toxic masculinity, you're also probably a cuck. And I don't know if I really want to hang out with you. I don't know, I just feel like when I'm doing stuff that I'm bad at, and I see the other end of it, it's like, okay, if I get really good at this, then what? Then what? I'm the best parallel parker on the street. And what next, Blair? I can park my car in these spots. Or you could just find a different spot and not waste all that time parallel parking. Make a great point. Maybe I shouldn't. Because we do these things and it's like, what is the point of getting good at that? Like, what a waste of your time. You ever meet people that are good at cards? Like someone who's great at, like, do you want to play Rummy? Do you want to play Gin Rummy? Do you want to play Hold'em? It's like, the poker boom is dead. If you're a fucking dude who's hanging out and he goes to tournaments and he makes like a grand a month playing poker, get fucked. Get fucked, because I have nothing for you. Oh yeah, dude, I'll bluff you. I had 2-7 offsuit and I bluffed the shit out of you. I'm gonna go have sex later. What are you gonna do? This isn't Rounders. You're not Matt Damon. You're not Edward Norton. You're not the fat guy who lost in that movie early on when Matt Damon was hustling, okay? There's no like less redeeming quality than being good at cards. Oh, you're good at cards? I bet you're the best at like fingering yourself. That's what you do. That's what you do well. You finger yourself while you're like, yeah, I can get in there, I can hook it, I can get hooked. It's how I learned where the G-spot is. I found my own G-spot, and then I fucking, you gotta like, tug. Oh, God. You're good at cards? Fuck off. That's like being good at actually fingering somebody. It's like, yeah, what you do is you gotta push down on their like, right above their pelvis, and then then you pull up and back. Hey, dude. Just fuck better. Why do you... people just like... I don't know. It's like, who are you doing it for? I got burned pretty hard last night at an open mic. Which, when you're at an open mic, all you want to do is just be there. You want to do your jokes and you want to leave. Because you know what it is. Like, I know... I'm not getting discovered at Bert's back room. I'm not. I'm just trying to go there and get better. I don't want to talk to anybody. Maybe if you want to laugh at a joke that I'm telling, that'd be great. You don't have to, though, because you are a comic and you know what this is for. Like, I'll give my attention, and if it's funny, I will laugh. But the people that are like, it's like, that's a fucking alarm. That's not a laugh. What are you doing? But yeah, I do this bit about how, like, everyone agrees that cumming is, like, the best. Cumming's the best! Guys, cumming's always good. It's never not good. I've never once came and was like, whatever. If I degrade it, probably give it a 5 out of 10. No, it's always awesome. And most people agree that it's awesome. The only people who don't agree that cumming is the best are people who haven't come. And those people are all the same. They're all the same. They're all women. That's it. They're all women. All of them. All of them are women. Because every guy comes. Every guy has come before. We come against our will, if you think about it. Like, that's what we do. It's like No Nut November going on right now. Have you seen this?
No Nut November, man. I told my balls I'm not coming this month. We're not coming, guys.
Give it 2 weeks, and your balls will be like, yar. You're coming. I told a version of that on stage. Dude comes up after me and he goes, I've never met a woman that couldn't come. Yeah? Oh, yeah? Tell me how, and the ladies are like, oh my God, you're probably pretty good at making me come. See, women are so fucked up that they don't even understand this. They won't even admit that they're so ashamed that they can't even make themselves come. That they'll be like, I bet that guy, he can do it. I bet it's not me, it's him. If you can't get yourself off, how is anybody else supposed to do it? If you don't know the own passcode to your phone, are you just going to hand it to somebody else and be like, hey, can you figure this out for me? Can you just guess what my passcode is? I don't know it. Hey, I have this safe over here. And I've had it for years and years and years. And I can't open it. But you, strange man, do you want to give it a go? I think your success rate is going to be higher than mine. Is that like... maybe I'm bitter. Because, I mean, first of all, that was, in the moment, a pretty good burn. Like, good. You burned me. You got me. Burn. Great. Awesome. Also, the rest of your set, whenever someone like opens their set at a show by shitting on the person before them, and that's the biggest laugh they get, great, dude, you came early. Oh, you blew your load, and you saw her pussy, and you were like, ah, Guess I'll just finger you for a while. I'm pretty good at this. So you want me to fucking do this one? It's the fucking Spider-Man move where you just up and then and then
When I was in high school, we won state football. And that's, this is important. This is really important. We won state because, you know, that's what you do when you peak at 15. And we got these rings with these rings, and I wore them on my, like, I think I wore it on my middle finger. I wore it here. It was a pretty decent sized little ring. And then I was fingering my girlfriend for the first time, and I didn't know what I was doing, but I do remember pulling it out and then seeing residue on the ring and being like, I'm the man. And that is toxic masculinity, people. That's what that is. Now, if I really felt that and I hung on to that and I went forward with this and that was my identity, was me fingering a chick with a state ring on in 2006 and it's now 2019 going on 2020, you could probably, you'd be right by saying, hey, dude, well, can you just, like, I don't know, talk to somebody, like, have a therapist? And then I'd be like, do you know any therapists? I don't shit on therapy a lot, but I know for a fact it works. I haven't done it personally because I sleep good at night and I don't hate myself. And hey, easy, Blair, you're making fun of all these fucking people with therapy problems. It's like, yeah, whatever, dude. I'm an insane person. I'm in a room talking to myself. I'm crazy. I'm out of my mind. Therapy would be one of the best things to ever happen for me. But I enjoy this too much. And that is lesson A1 in narcissism. Do you guys know what narcissism is? It's when you think everything is about you. And I don't know if you guys noticed this fucking thing behind me, but I'm a pretty big fan of me. Okay. If you think about what your thoughts are, you can speak and you hear your voice that comes out. You can hear other people speak and you hear their voice. But then when no one's speaking or someone else is speaking and there's the thought in your head, that's just you speaking inside yourself. That's kind of a fucking trip. Like, if you think about it, it's like when you don't speak and your thoughts are like are having a conversation, like, you know, like when you meet someone and they suck. And they're like, how you doing? You're like, oh, it's good. But your mind is like, I fucking hate you. I hope we never meet again. You fat, disgusting. And they're not even fat. They're just like emotionally fat. You're like, you're a fucking disgusting piece of shit, you slob. Next episode, I'm going to be a little more positive. I can feel it. Because this one was not that positive. Right? All right, whatever. This was good. This was a good episode. I'm proud of this one. Got a little fingery in the middle, but what are you going to do? That's it. I'm Blair. Fuck off. Remember earlier when I said I was Amy Poehler? How funny was that? That was so fucking corny. God damn it. Now I'm happy. Yeah, happy camper. Have a good day, guys. It's 75 in LA today. So, for all my listeners in Washington, Chicago, have fun covering your ears and face from the wind chill. Ooh, wind chill, two words that will never apply to me ever again. Fuck yeah. Fuck you. I'm out. I'm leaving.